This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on increasing popularity of pension options in India. The participants are Chandrasekhar, senior journalist, and Lalima Anija Dang, anchor.
Today, India is world's most populated country with about 13 crore elderly people, of which about 7 crore are women. Clearly, the need for a social security scheme to support the elderly cannot be overemphasized. We often get to hear about various pension schemes by the government. There is the National Pension Scheme, NPS, a new one and an old one. There is PPF, Public Provident Fund. There is EPFO, Employees Provident Fund Organization, and much, much more. Well, for more on this, we are now joined by eminent journalist Sri Chandrasekhar. Welcome, sir, to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you.
So what are the various pension schemes by the government, considering that there is a lot of economic disparity and diversity in our country? Could you give us an overview? Clearly, very difficult to have a one-size-fits-all scheme.
Yeah, you're right. We cannot have a scheme which fits everyone. But if we just segregate the pension schemes, you know, one pension scheme is for the government employees, which is NPS. They call it National Pension System. And some states are wanting to revive the old pension scheme, which may not be a very good idea. The major problem is with those who are in the unorganized sector. Because if we look at the private sector, EPFO covers a lot of people, Employees Provident Fund Organization, because they have a system wherein it is mandatory for employers and employees to contribute to the pension fund. And in that scheme, whenever an employee retires at 58 or 60, he gets a lump sum amount plus some amount which is his pension, which is not very substantial, but at least he gets something called pension. And if he dies, you know, his spouse gets half of the amount. So that scheme is there for the private sector employees. And the other scheme, which we talked about, is NPS. NPS is voluntary. NPS is voluntary for private sector also, and for anyone, any individual can opt for NPS so that he gets some amount in the form of lump sum whenever he opts to exercise the option. Mm-hmm. And some amount goes into annuity, which means that he is entitled to get some monthly pension. The third thing is, which is for the unorganized sector and which is for the poorer sections of the people, and that is the Atal Pension Yojana. But the amount which a person get in Atal Pension Yojana ranges from 1,000 to 5,000 rupees per month. Because the amount sounds low, but if we look at the other aspect, because his contribution too is also low, and government on its part contribute part to the Atal Pension Yojana. So these are the basically pension schemes.
Right, you gave us a very nice overview. Let's talk about the National Pension Scheme first. It has had its own challenges. There is tier 1, there is tier 2, there is optional, and then further one has to be quite a financially literate person to grasp it. What other challenges do you find are there in the National Pension Scheme, especially the new one, I would say? How would you compare this vis-a-vis the old pension scheme? Also, if I may add, certain sectors have been exempted from the NPS, like the Defence Forces and Members of Parliament.
Yeah, basically the new pension system, it doesn't apply to defense personnel. And they are exempted for good reasons, because they are the first line of defense, you know, and whenever anything, because they put their life on fire. That's why they are exempt. But in 2004, if I remember, the government came up with a new pension system. Understand the difference between the old pension scheme and the new pension system. The old pension scheme is DA-linked. DA-linked, what it means is that the pension amount which an individual gets keep on growing, and he gets a dearness relief. So every quarterly the dearness relief goes up, and so the amount of pension which he gets keep on increasing. So a time had come when the salary bill was less and the pension bill was more. So the situation, you know, it's untenable situation. So the government has in its wisdom decided to do away with the central government to do away with the old pension scheme, and they opted for this new pension system. So that is the basic difference between these two schemes.
When we talk of the NPS, the new pension scheme, it is market linked. So does it mean that the returns are variable?
Yeah, returns are variable, but market tends to reward more in the long term. So you can ask anyone who's investing in mutual funds and all that, the returns are impressive in the long run. In the short term, there could be some problems, you know, so market link. And the more important is that these funds are managed by professionals. So they considered view, and so the returns are better in market link. And, you know, part of it is in debt, part is in market link scheme. So overall, if you see that the returns are reasonable.
All right. Comparisons are odious, may I say, but still, how would you compare the new pension scheme with the PPF, which is the Public Provident Fund, which so many of us have invested into? It's tax-free once your 15-year period is over.
PPF is not a, basically, it's not a pension scheme, because whatever you invest in PPF, at the end of the 15 years, you get lump sum amount. The advantage with the PPF is that whatever you get is tax-exempt, and even the accruals are tax-exempt, and whenever you make a payment, that too is tax-exempt. So this is a triple E scheme which has been quite popular with the, at least with the salaried class, because the upper limit is 1.5 lakh.
And also the rate of interest is good, it remains stable.
Rate of interest keeps on varying because the rate of interest is market linked. So at the end of every quarter, government announces a new rate, which could be more or slightly less, but it is reasonable if you look at the tax benefits you get.
Yes, that's right. Tax exemption from the money that you get at the end of the 15-year period. Can an Indian citizen invest in more than one pension scheme?
But ideally, you know, NPS doesn't allow. NPS restriction that you can opt for, one person can opt for only one account in NPS. But like say, if somebody is contributing to the EPFO, he can always have an NPS also. There's no bar, you know. But there's a bar in Atal Pension Yojana. Because if you are a taxpayer, then you cannot opt for Atal Pension Yojana.
When we talk of EPFO, EPFO has been a great success story. Our 2024 data says that 16.02 lakh net members were there, and about 8 new members were added in January. Many of them were women. About 2 lakh were women. So what would you attribute the success of EPFO to?
I'm correct. 8 lakh people.
8 lakh new members,
in January. EPFO is a kind of a mandatory scheme, because if you are a big organization and if you have, if you fulfill other obligations, it is mandatory for you to give EPFO, to open EPFO account for your employees. So it's a mandatory scheme, and there are several advantages of the EPFO, because EPFO may, you contribute in the EPFO scheme, then you get a lump sum amount whenever you retire at the 58 or 60 years or whatever it is. And then you are also entitled to get a small pension depending upon your contribution to the family pension scheme.
We have a huge unorganized sector. In the beginning of the program, I asked you the fact that there is a lot of economic disparity in our country. There's a villager over there. There is a craftsperson over there. And then you have a white-collar worker. Then there is an urban population, which may be just above the poverty line or around that. There are also gig workers. What is the way forward for the gig worker or the unorganized sector? What source of pension does he have? What options does he have?
If we talk about the unorganized sector, there are some people who are very poor. And there are some people who are not very poor, but they can afford. They have some income, some substantial income. Not very substantial, but some substantial income. So they can opt for them, the option is to the NPS. So they can opt for the, if they are taxpayers, they can opt for the NPS. And for those who are not taxpayers or at the lower rung of the unorganized sector workers, for them the government has a scheme, Atal Pension Yojana. And Atal Pension Yojana, one is entitled to get a pension ranges from 1,000 to 5,000 per month. But at the same time, as I told you earlier, the contribution too is low. If you opt for Atal Pension Yojana, your contribution too is low, and part of it is given by the government. So it's basically a government-run scheme to encourage people at the lower rank in the unorganized sector to join Atal Pension Yojana, so that at least they have some kind of social security whenever they opt not to work.
And in any case, a pension is not supposed to be running your home. It's some assistance for your survival. So in the new pension scheme, we also find that there is a bit of a complexity involved, you know. How is one to tackle that? How is one to get literate? Because there is an option, there is some part of it is voluntary. How would you explain that?
There is a little choice for the individuals opting for this scheme. But it's a advantage of the scheme is that it is a regulated scheme. NPS, National Payment System, is regulated by the PFRDA. So one need not think several times, you know, for if one has to opt for the scheme, because it is a regulated, and their investment, their other withdrawal, accumulation, and everything is regulated. So there is very little scope which a fund manager can do. One fund manager has to move within the corridors specified by the PFRDA. And if we have to make pension scheme more attractive, maybe first thing is that people should be educated about it, about the NPS. I mean, like young people think that, you know, they can continue to work at the same pace, but it's not possible. You know, one has to age gracefully and think that what is unable to work. So one is to educate people about the NPS scheme and the benefits of the NPS scheme. And secondly, government can always make it more attractive by introducing some more tax elements into tax exemptions into the scheme.
We have a huge population, a growing population, and considering that the quality of life is improving, we know 25 crore people are now above the poverty line. So we expect even an increased amount of grey population, old people, elderly. For those who haven't had been yet involved themselves in any kind of a pension scheme, is there scope that they can still join in and get some kind of benefit in old age?
Of course, NPS, you know, the upper limit is 70 years. So, I mean, people below 70 can still have option to opt for the NPS.
Mm-hmm.
And PPF, there is no limit, so people can opt for the PPF. And Atal Pension Yojana scheme also has some limitations of age.
Mm-hmm.
So PPF, people can still open PPF account and benefit from the accumulation.
India is now digitized, very well digitized. We know that we have a UPI, we have our own systems. Do you think that digitization of India has led to fine-tuning of the financial systems particularly? And has it kind of brought in more efficiency than before? We know in the income tax returns now, things are now speeding up much, much better. It's much better than before, much better fine-tuned now. Do you think in this sector also that we are now better placed and greater efficiency has been achieved?
Yeah, because, you know, now you don't have to sign a check for making a payment. You can make payment digitally and you can instruct your bank so your payment goes towards your schemes automatically, so you don't have to bother about it. So it has reduced much of the botheration, and that has helped everyone, and in fact the banks also. It has all the pension system also, the fund managers, because it has reduced the cost and the botheration of the individuals as well as the collectors.
Has this digitization also formalized an informal area of workers? Because now everything is kind of recorded.
It helps. The digitization has helped, you know, because now you make your payments using any of the modes. You know, there are so many modes available. You can pay, you can get your money through those modes. It saves a lot of botheration for individuals as well as for the companies, the fund managers, and for everyone, you know. So life has become much easier with the digitization. You can make payments, you can receive payments by the click of your mobile phone, you know.
Right.
So that has helped a lot.
Right. Thank you, Chandrasekhar ji, for all your views and reviews about this topic, very important topic about pension schemes in our country. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on increasing popularity of pension options in India. The participants were Chandrasekhar, senior journalist, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.